The goal of the challenge is to encourage local developers to build apps that serve community needs, connect and engage citizens with their governments, and demonstrate how mobile technologies can lead to the next generation of tech jobs and investment. There will be a total of $18,000 in prizes awarded, with a $10,000 grand prize, a $5,000 second prize, and a $3,000 third prize.
Z80 Labs managing partner Dan Magnuszewski says there are opportunities for apps in the public health, tourism, and transportation fields. The Civic App Challenge is only open to residents of the 8 counties of Western New York and will be judged by elected officials, local leaders, entrepreneurs, and tech experts. The virtual hackathon will take place over 2 months, ending on November 10th. Magnuszewski says he believes the word hacking shouldn't be viewed negatively.
The word hacking, and really at its truest form, is to figure out how things work, break things apart, put them back together, and really have a deeper understanding of how things work. That's really where it came from. In the 90s, the media really took over with the term hacker, which then became something of a bad word. But within the technology community and computer science community, it's actually a very endearing term.
An event to jumpstart the challenge will take place at the newly opened co-work space called DIG on September 27th. The symposium will discuss issues affecting the region in order to help participants come up with ideas for their civic apps. For more information on the challenge, you can visit attwny.hackupstate.com. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.